disappointed.
Hello?
Hi, it's Lulu. Are you still on a ladder?
I'm always on a ladder, but I'm on a short ladder now.
Are you really? Okay. Well, it's regarding
I'm only along like a 10-foot now.
Oh, my God. That's still way up there.
We're a little on safer. Oh, no. 10-foot.
No.
No. Come on.
Okay. Well, for me, it would be. I'm not afraid of heights, but.
I think my tallest ladder is a 38.
And that's what you were probably on this morning, right?
No, I was on a 24 this morning.
Oh, you were? Oh. Well,
just a 24, just sort of a big one.
Yeah, that's still up there. It's regarding listing
small
your
enough
company.
To be handled by one guy still. Anyway, you were calling me about my company, right?
Yeah, listing your company.
And Google Ads. That's what you're calling about is Google Ads.
Well, actually, it's a unlimited call service, actually, coming in directly to you. Okay? Where anytime your customers are doing a search on Google for any of those services that you provide, your company is going to pop right up. Then your clients see everything about you and they call you directly. Yeah. Are you with Angie Leads by chance?
I am.
You are? How do you like that one so far? How's it working for you?
Well, I'm not sure. They talked me into it. They told me I would give it a trial. So it's on a trial basis.
Okay.
It's on a trial basis.
Uh-huh.
And they guaranteed me if I was not happy after the first 10 bids,
uh-huh.
And I did not make my money back, that they would refund my money 100%.
Did you get it in writing?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
You don't think I'm dumb, do you?
Right? Oh, my God.
My daddy taught me a long time ago, document, document, document.
Oh,
and
good.
Besides that, in this business, if you don't write a proposal and get something signed, you know, and you do a bunch of stuff over the phone, then pretty soon you got, well, he said, you said, you know, you said you'd do this and this. People are people. They always want to get something for free.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is get a written proposal. Have them sign it, and then there's no disagreeing about the terms.
Yeah.
Or the start time, or the end time, or approximately how long it takes, or how much more it's going to cost if they make changes.
Right.
I mean, that's really the only way to go.
Yeah.
Because you get a written signed proposal, and I mean, we're all legitimate, so.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
You got $7 million worth of liability insurance and all that crap.
Yeah.
So.
It's a lot, isn't it? Isn't it?
Well, they talked me into it. Yeah. But they talked me into it. We're usually pretty busy.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty rare that we're not busy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I do work for Dick Anderson. Having an old man brain fart.
Don't worry about it.
There's a couple other companies that I do stuff for out of Butte.
Right.
Yeah. So we're usually pretty busy, you know.
Yeah.
We do some pretty big jobs. So what are you trying to offer me?
I'm offering you the very first page of Google, you know, with unlimited calls coming
directly
to you. And you have a crew, it sounds like. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got.
And then look at you out there.
We got a crew.
On all these ladders.
We got a crew, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, we got a crew. So,
awesome.
So,
I'll be perfectly honest. How long have you been up and running?
Well, this time?
Yeah, this time.
This time?
This time.
So how long have I been in this business?
No,
well,
I think you've been in business a lot of years, but I mean this
company. the company that I work for, the owner sold out to a new owner. and things just didn't work out well.
Right.
And that was about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the guys left long before I did.
Did they really?
I'm a glutton for punishment. Well, the guy just wouldn't let us do our job. He just wouldn't let us do our job.
Oh, my God.
And he's always trying to get us to try all this garbage that everybody's already tried and it doesn't work. You know, these, like, weird little tools and crap. He just wouldn't let us do our job. So everybody just got fed up and left. And that's sort of how it goes.
Yeah,
I know.
Someone
do their job, and then you stick around.
Exactly.
So, I've been in business about 3 years, and I'll be perfectly honest with you. The reason I let Angie's Leads talk in, I wish you would have called me a couple of weeks ago. The reason I let them talk me into it is because I come to the conclusion that in this day and age, word of mouth is just not good enough anymore.
Right.
It's just not.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it'll get you a little bit of work, but it's not like it was back in the 80s when I had a company.
Right.
It's just not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So that's how Angie Leeds talked me into doing that. But it depends on... What's the problem? Where's my ladder jamming? There it goes. What kind of money are you looking at?
How far do you, would you be interested maybe in giving this a shot at all on a monthly basis with no contracts?
Well, that's what I'm asking. What kind of money are you looking at?
Oh, well, I put a credit. I dropped the price. I requested a price drop for you to lower the rates, and I did
send it
to my director, Dan. Let me grab him here. What is your name?
Gordon McNee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I never got a quote at all from you.
That's what I'm getting.
Haven't heard anything.
Well,
okay,
I know.
Perfect.
You're going to. Right.
Perfect.
Now.
I guess that's what
I like
you. All comes down to the money.
You're fun. You're right. I agree. Okay, here comes Dan. He's going
to
help
you. Try to be. If you can't go to work and have fun, then you shouldn't be there.
That's right. I agree.
Hello. Thank you for
coming past my phone.
Am I speaking? Hello.
Hello.